A bill that would remove the balance of political parties from some state boards and commissions passed out of the Utah House on Wednesday, but not without heated debate. KUER's Eric Newman reports.
HB 11 seeks to eliminate a requirement that an equal number of Republicans and Democrats serve on 24 state boards and commissions. Republican Representative Norm Thurston is the bill's sponsor. He told lawmakers on the House floor that the goal is removing this political requirement to instead focus on other more relevant types of diversity, like geography, gender, and minority diversity. And more than anything else, focus on board members' qualifications.
Really, what we want are people, regardless of politics, with very distinct professional knowledge and background. The focus on party affiliation is problematic and the practical impediment to getting our job done.
The bill was amended by Republican Jeremy Peterson to take out several politically divisive boards, including the Air Quality Board, the Water Quality Board, and the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. But even then, it drew strong criticism from Democrats. Democratic Representative Joel Briscoe cited the politicized nature of the Radiation Control Board.
It's one of a very few areas in this state, in this country, that accept nuclear waste. It's been kind of quiet on that political front, but we appoint people to a Radiation Control Board. And there are different political views about how to deal with radiation control.
Another vocal opponent, Democrat Patrice Arendt, compared this bill to the public's 2014 vote on taking out the political diversity from the Utah Tax Commission.
Again, the public overwhelmingly rejected what we are trying to do here on just one commission when they got a vote.
Despite these concerns, HB 11 passed the House by a vote of 51 to 21. It now moves to the Senate for consideration. Eric Newman, KUER News.